Blog Talk Radio.
Check it out now. It's a battle for the heart of man, cause it's so cold, most build their house on the sand. Fighting daily to love, even through the hate. Rebellion fights back, but love doesn't escape. It's a passion that keeps me coming for my people. My words are more powerful than weapons, it's lethal. The stone wall of grace will protect you from death as I look to the heavens. I see suicide and human trafficking in the youth. I created them strong cause the future is loose. Who's gonna pray on behalf of the next generation? People hating, but on and on as the battle keeps rolling. I've already won, but the seed that is stolen keeps mankind from receiving new life. You gotta choose to fight. Around and around again, when I created the world, that's the way I designed it to spin. I'm more than you think if you choose my love, as I look from above. Even through the madness, I'm always here. Many fail to call my name in a time of despair. Amazing grace is the sweet sound I hold in my heart. This is the people that I die for right from the start. I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning. I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning. Yeah, I know you turned your back on me, but I still love you cause I created you, see. From the dust of the ground, I'm the potter, you're the clay. I made you who you are, even if you go astray. You might be a murderer on drugs or gay. Titles given in your sin is not where it has to end. No. Take my hand to a place where you've never been, and I show you the beginning of your new blessing. Don't be afraid of leaving all these things behind. False evidence appearing real is fear defined. And the truth is myself, just have a little faith. The size of a mustard seed is all that it takes. Then you will move every mountain that is in your way. No matter the situation or the time of day. Anytime trouble comes in and tries to beat you, I am your strength provider, so no weapon can defeat you. I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning. I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning.
Finally, let me make it real clear. My desire is to save, but my judgment is near. So if you don't choose life, death will appear and bring doom to all who have a close ear to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice. I came just to make you free. Just simply believe in me. Don't lean to your ways, cause my life is the way to be.
Welcome to Renew Radio, a late and delayed version of Renew Radio. Sorry about that. That sleep was getting good to me. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. Welcome once again to another edition of Renew Radio. And this morning we'll be getting into talking about the past failures that don't make your future. Now, a lot of times, we've made mistakes, such as maybe we've had children at a very young age. Maybe we have missed out on some opportunities because of being irresponsible. Maybe we have made some past mistakes by doing some things that we know we shouldn't have done, and now we can't take it back. And a lot of times the enemy will confuse you to think, make you think, whether you're saved or unsaved, to make you think that your past mistakes are a curse instead of a blessing. Well, I just want to share something from the Word according to Proverbs 18 and 21. It says that life and death is in the power of your tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. Or basically, those who love it will reap the results that you speak. So you have to be very careful what you say about your future, because your future is very important to you. But also, Philippians 3:13-14 says, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us." And a lot of times when we make these mistakes, what are we putting our hope in? Are we putting our hope in our goals that we wanted to achieve and find out that obstacles come in the way? Now we have to take a different road, and now we think it's over? Because even sometimes we look so focused on the tangible things out here, our goal, the money, the fame, the business, the job promotion, whatever it is, we put our hope in that, but we don't realize that those things that we are hoping in are only temporary. So instead of putting our hope in these things, why don't we put our hope in something that lasts forever? Why don't we put our hope in something that will never fail us, which is Jesus Christ? And this morning, that's what I came here to talk to you about, that even in your past failures, your future is already determined by Jesus Christ if you allow him to take over your life. Romans 10:9-11 says, "If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced." Another version says, "Anyone who trusts in him will never be disappointed." We're going to take a short break, but when we get back, we're going to go into detail and just my personal testimony about things in my past that have caused me disappointment and how the grace of God has sustained me to where I am at today. But we're going to go to an artist called Grace and Deliverance. She is really a woman of God, and we're going to go through her single called True. Check it out.
No.
was Grace and Deliverance with True. Shouts out to Grace and Deliverance up there with her single True. With that, and we're talking about past failures don't make your future. And for me personally, I've had a lot of past failures, such as I played basketball in high school briefly because I thought that, you know, I was all that in a bag of chips, you know. I made a team. I would practice. I thought I was better than everybody, but end up getting on the team, and I was disappointed because I didn't start. And so as a result, I quit the basketball team. And as a result, I ended up getting into other things like drugs, alcohol, that put me even more behind in school. And so as a result, I graduated late from high school. I also was, as from a standard of being in college, at a very old age, to my knowledge. I was in college at the age of 24. I was a freshman at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. And so I felt like that pushed back all my dreams, that pushed back all my goals, pushed back everything that I wanted to do because of my irresponsibility at the time and my mistakes. And as I got married, you know, I ended up losing my job, and then when I started to have seizures, I couldn't drive. So I felt like that my life was over, you know. I'm just going to live an average life, you know. For me personally, I have dreams and aspirations to allow my family to experience financial independence. But I also look at this. According to God's word, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. If I played basketball, maybe even made it into the NBA, things of that nature, I probably wouldn't have came into the knowledge of Jesus Christ because I would be so fascinated with this glitter and gold that I've never had. And most of the time, God allows you to go down a road because he knows your future. He knows what's best for you. And God loves his children so much. Well, he loves mankind so much that when we come to him, the road that we see that is our vision, he takes us down another road. Because our whole purpose is to glorify him. And so I just want to challenge non-believers. I was a non-believer. I didn't believe in Christ at all. It had nothing to do. But what I realized is my only success could be in Christ in all areas of life. See, you can be a financial success. You can make six figures, seven figures, eight figures. But if when you die, if that's the only thing that you are a success at, then you are a success. Because in Christ, you're a success in all areas of life. When Jesus walked on this earth, he was a success in all areas of life, every area of his life. And the only way that you can be a success in all areas of your life is you got to follow somebody who is a success in all areas of life. So if you go and try to be the best basketball player in the world. I love to use basketball. And your coach or your trainer is only good at shooting, but he's horrible at dribbling, then you're just going to be a good shooter. But if you're looking to be an all-around player, then you need to go to somebody who is an all-around player or train under somebody who was an all-star, because that will develop your game and make you great in all areas of that particular sport. Just as Christ is great He's an all-star. He's a superstar in all areas of life. That's the only way that we can be blessed in all areas of life. When he trains us to be a great financial steward, he trains us to be a good husband, good wife. He trains us to be a great coworker, a great friend, things of that nature. And as I continue to learn to do those things, I trust God. I trust Jesus that he is the best trainer in the world. So I challenge you, 30 days, open your heart to Jesus Christ, non-believers. I was there. I didn't want nothing to do with God. I'm like, I want to do my own thing. I want to party. I thought that's what life was about. But I realized I can still have fun. I can still chill with my friends who are believers, and we can get together. We can fellowship. We can laugh. We can joke. But we don't have to kill ourselves at the same time. We're going to go through another break. When we get back, we're going to wrap up the subject of past failures don't make the future. The next track we're going to is Bishop Gary Grant. We're going to go old school for you with that gospel. We got to believe. Check it out.
The evidence of things not seen. And now by using this faith, we can receive many blessings. Miracles may be performed, mountains removed. Cause we've got that same God that Moses had when he parted the Red Sea. That same Jesus that raised Lazarus, he healed me. Nothing but that power of God keeps on lifting me. Can't you see?
Get down on your knees.
Just know that I've given up. We've got to believe.
Yeah, that's Bishop Gary Grant, where we have got to believe. Great man of God, great song. But as we wind it down, I just want to say a special prayer right now for everyone who feels like there's no hope, everyone who has lost hope in their future, everyone who has given up on life. I want you to say this prayer. Then say it with me. Just get on your knees. Open your heart up to the Lord, because he can lead and guide you into your future. He knows what is best for you. He knows what you need. He knows what your family needs. And he's already got it taken care of. He did it on the cross over 2,000 years ago. So say this prayer, and you can receive Christ right now. Say, God, in the name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I am a sinner, and I admit that I'm a sinner. But I ask you right now, would you please come into my heart? And I would love, Lord Jesus, for you to show me how I can imitate you in all ways. Lord, I've disrespected you. I've disobeyed you. But right now, I ask you to come into my heart, and I receive you as Lord and Savior. And I give up my old habits, my old ways, right now to live for you. And Father, just lead and guide me around the body of Christ to truly show me who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. If you say that prayer right there, right in your home, you have just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the first step that you want to do is you want to at least find a church home where you can be planted. Somewhere that you can be planted. You don't have to go to church to get saved, but to maintain your salvation, you do need to be around a group of believers who are looking to do the same thing that you're doing. Quick update, my album will be coming out November the 23rd, which is next week, my debut album, Renewed. Go check that out. Thank you for tuning in to Renewed Radio. I love you all. Have a blessed day.